Good morning, brothers and sisters, and welcome to the Father's Quilt. I'm your host, Christina Doyle. How are you today, everyone? Are you hanging in there? Are you enjoying the good weather? I hope so. I pray that you have found peace and find faith in God that He is going to carry you through this no matter what, and you have nothing to fear. God is in control. Always remember that, brothers and sisters. As always, I'd like to begin with a prayer, and so you may bow your heads as I pray this lovely morning prayer. I know it's not morning, but you know what? It kind of feels like a beautiful morning. Oh Lord Jesus, as I wake up into another day, I bring unto your feet all my thoughts, plans, and actions of this day. I offer to you everything so that you may work it out with me and through me. Thank you, Lord, for the opportunity to shine, to choose the best besides any other thing, and make an accomplishment guided by your will. Please give me today the things I need, Lord, like food and drink, clothing, strength, and intelligence. As I go out, cover me so that this fragile life may continue on reflecting you, praising you. Be with us, Lord. Amen. So, brothers and sisters, I know we are into the 12th week. We are beyond 13th week of the pandemic. And some things are slowly opening up. And you may still feel hesitant about that. And that's quite all right. No one says you have to go, you know, charging out to the local store and find yourself among crowds. Excuse me. But just take one day at a time, brothers and sisters. Try to have fine peace and read scripture and pray, and everything will work out. I promise you, brothers and sisters, whatever has started will stop. It will come to an end. We don't know when. That's God's timing. But whenever it does, we trust Him. We just trust Him and trust in His wings and His presence that everything is going to work out just fine and you're going to be okay. We pray for all our brothers and sisters who are in the hospitals with the COVID-19, and may they come out of there healthy and recovered with a renewed sense of joy. And we pray for those souls who have passed away due to COVID-19. We pray that they have met Jesus' face and they are in the surrounded by angels, and that they are in peace, met by all their loved ones. God bless everyone during this time, Catholic, non-Catholic, everyone on this planet. We pray for our planet. We pray for all our peoples around the world, that they find peace and be safe. Brothers and sisters, I'm sure you have noticed, especially on television, the fascination with the supernatural. Excuse me. But it's uncanny. It's incredible the number of shows that are available and number of shows that are coming out more and more. Like it's all the same thing. It deals with the supernatural, and you kind of wonder why are people so fascinated by it? But you know, because when we marvel or experience awe, we are intrigued by the thought of a world beyond the one we can experience. The thrill we feel at the possibility of the supernatural is somewhat, it's like the thrill of a child experiencing when listening to a scary story. We feel the suspense of not knowing what will happen next, of considering a world where someone or something is not obliged to obey the laws we are bound to, and of suspecting there might be something beyond what we experience with our five senses. Therefore, brothers and sisters, I must tell you, during this month, I am going to be talking about miracles and angels, and that is what I'm going to be speaking about. So if you are interested in that, then please join us And every Tuesday and Friday afternoon here on Radio Maria from 1 o'clock to 1:30, we're going to be talking about and discussing angels, the supernatural in terms of our faith, and miracles, brothers and sisters, and miracles and angels. So brothers and sisters, maybe you yourself have experienced a miracle of some sort. Well, then I urge you, please email us at quilt, Q-U-I-L-T, at radiomaria.ca. So email us and tell us what has happened in your life that you would love to share. And, you know, we would love to hear from you. And maybe we can even put you on air and eventually sort of work it out so that you can give your testimony. You don't even have to give your name, but you know, the power of testimony is like is the power of prayer. It's so important. It comes from the heart, right, brothers and sisters? It comes from our heart. And so what beautiful way, more beautiful way than to encourage someone than by speaking about our own experiences and what we have felt. So have you experienced a miracle? Have you ever seen an angel? Do you feel comforted by maybe you had a friend or somebody that has experienced this kind of awesomeness? Share it with us, brothers and sisters. We'd love to hear from you. So email us at quilt, Q-U-I-L-T, at radiomaria.ca. Brothers and sisters, just remember, you don't have to give your name. Even if it comes on your email, you can just say to us, please do not tell them my name. You're welcome to share my story. And you can give a different name, brothers and sisters, in your story, even though it might be you or someone else. You can always substitute, right? But the idea is that have you experienced something yourself or someone? So the Bible, brothers and sisters, is a book that offers questions to us, but as well as answers about the supernatural world. And while the people who experienced the extraordinary events held throughout this book held a different perspective on them than the perspective of the modern world, their stories, like your story and even myself, speak to us. And in this modern world where we have so many answers at our fingertips, these events remind us of the mystery that is part of life and faith. Right? So Mark 16 in the Bible, book of Mark, chapter 16, verse 20, then the disciples left and preached everywhere. The Lord was with them, and the miracles they worked proved that their message was true. In Acts 14, verse 3, Paul and Barnabas stayed there for a while, having faith in the Lord and bravely speaking his message. The Lord gave them the power to work miracles and wonders, and he showed that their message about his gift of undeserved grace was true. So, brothers and sisters, I'm not going to be talking about the evilness and things like that of the supernatural. I'm talking more about our faith and the supernatural and our angels and miracles. So if you're fascinated in that whole subject area like I am, then please join me and tell your friends to tune in, as I say, every Tuesday and Friday afternoon from 1 o'clock to 1:30. So I just thought, you know what? It's time that we talk about this kind of thing because, you know, we've had a lot going on in our lives these last few months, and many of us have gone through some very traumatic situations and very life-challenging events in our lives. And all of us are feeling the pandemic in some way or other, some more than others. But we're all interconnected more than we have ever been before in our entire lifetime, brothers and sisters. We are so connected. You know, Jesus worked many miracles for his disciples, and not all of them are written. But these are written so that you will put your faith in Jesus as the Messiah and the Son of God. If you have faith in him, you will have true life. And that, brothers and sisters, is taken from John 20. So let's begin with miracles, shall we? The word miracle usually brings to mind what? What does it mean to you, brothers and sisters? What does a miracle mean? That of which is impossible, which defies the laws of nature. But the reason for a miracle is just as important as its occurrence. Many Old Testament miracles were understood to be signs of God's judgment, a catastrophic flood, the destruction of wicked cities, the plagues of Egypt as examples, and others were viewed as God's protection. The sun stopped in its track to help an army win a battle or to strike an enemy army blind. There were also miracles of deliverance and salvation. After leaving Egypt, the Israelites crossed the dry bed of a parted sea. Imagine, brothers and sisters, imagine you at the Atlantic or Pacific Ocean, wherever you may be, and the water parts in front of you. How is that possible? It's mind-boggling. But with God, nothing is impossible. Nothing. They ate a steady diet of miraculously supplied quail and manna in the desert, and they experienced a deliverance from venomous snake bites. There were also great escapes, like Daniel's deliverance from the lion's den and the protection of his companions in the fiery furnace. The New Testament records many healing miracles, both during and after the ministry of Jesus. Those who were paralyzed walked again. The dead came back to life. Jesus also performed miracles to provide for people's most basic needs, multiplying food and calming storms. Does this all sound familiar to you, brothers and sisters? Perhaps no account engenders more debate than the creation narrative of Genesis 1. And some people view the account as either a kind of a proposition, a scientific process, or a God-induced process. For those ancients who first heard and interacted with this account, however, no such schism existed. However, the modern world chooses to define the process used according to Genesis. God spoke the world into existence. Right? In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. God said, "I command light to shine," and light started shining. God named the light day and the darkness night. That was the first day. And so it continues, and I don't need to read that, but brothers and sisters, the Bible teaches us that God created the world by his wisdom. In Proverbs 8, it is written from the first person perspective of wisdom, personified as a woman. In this account, wisdom describes the world before it took form that we recognize: oceans and springs and clouds and fields and dust. In the Genesis account, God made human beings on the sixth day of creation. Just as nature reveals a variety of designs working together to sustain life, the human body is just like a curtain that, when pulled back, reveals one system after another. We need to look no further than our own reflection to see the mystery of God's design. A drop of our blood contains about 250 million cells. There are 1,300 nerve endings in just 1 square inch of our hand. For the duration of our lives, our hearts never rest more than a second. The typical adult human is an example of the miraculous. You have 206 bones, covered by twice as many muscles. The body has a system for breathing, blood circulation, digestion, health preservation, and self-healing. We wear our largest organ of all on the outside, our skin. The average adult has at least 20 square feet of it. Our skin is waterproof, self-repairing, and constantly shedding and renewing itself. The human body, brothers and sisters, is yet another miracle in an already marvelous creation. Despite the natural odds, God's promise came to pass. Abraham and Sarah were quite old when God promised them a miracle, a child of their own, and not just any child. Their miracle baby would leave a legacy of countless descendants, a whole nation. As difficult as it seems for some readers and for some faith and some people without maybe faith to accept that Sarah conceived and bore a child at such an advanced age, it was even more difficult for Abraham and Sarah to believe it. At times, they even laughed at the idea. On other occasions, they thought of ways to help the promised along. But it was not Abraham and Sarah's scheming that brought about the miraculous, nor was it their sometimes faltering faith. Interwoven into this beautiful story, brothers and sisters, it is the idea that God is always faithful, even when God's people are not. And so this is, during this pandemic, this is, brothers and sisters, a test of our own faith, our endurance, and we can cross the river together. We can steer this boat to land, to safety, to be at peace. You know, brothers and sisters, when Abraham first received that promise of a child, he played host to guests who confirmed the reality of Sarah's impending pregnancy. And according to Genesis 18, three men appeared at the home of Abraham and Sarah, and one of these men was identified as the Lord. The other two were presumed to be angels, and it was during this encounter that Sarah overheard the conversation and laughed to herself, only to be heard by their guests and confronted about her faith. You know, the Bible contains stories of several women who miraculously became pregnant and bore children after years of infertility. In the ancient Near Eastern culture of the Bible, these miracles meant more than just the advent of a child. They represent the preservation of a family name. Childlessness was viewed as a terrible tragedy in the Bible, especially for women. God, however, restored honor to the following women. Do you know which ones they are, brothers and sisters? Rebecca, in Genesis 25, after having difficulty conceiving, Rebecca and her husband Isaac, Sarah's son, finally gave birth to twin boys, Jacob and Esau. Jacob became the father of 12 sons and was one of the patriarchs of Israel. Wife of Manoah and mother of Samson. She was not able to have children, but an angel of the Lord appeared to her and told her that she would give birth to a son who would belong to God for as long as he lived. That's found in the book of Judges, chapter 13. The next woman is Hannah. Later in Israel's history, Hannah's years of infertility ended with the promise spoken by a priest named Eli in 1 Samuel chapter 1. Shortly after, Hannah conceived and bore a son, Samuel, whose name means God heard. Samuel became a great prophet of God and anointed the first two kings of Israel. And then Elizabeth. In the New Testament, Mary's cousin, Elizabeth conceived her son after God spoke to her husband in the temple. The Bible reveals that the birth of their son, who grew up to be John the Baptist, took place when Zechariah and Elizabeth were already quite elderly. And that you can find in Luke 1. Brothers and sisters, are you challenged at this time? Do you feel a little on the lonesome side? I hope not, brothers and sisters. I hope that these broadcasts that are coming to you here on Radio Maria, here on this program called The Father's Quilt, that you latch onto it and come with me on this beautiful journey of angels and miracles. And together, brothers and sisters, we will build up our faith and strengthen our brothers and sisters and strengthen ourselves so that we can help others. But first, we need to help ourselves, brothers and sisters. We have to reflect and reach out to the Holy Spirit to fill us with hope, to fill us with strength that only can come from Almighty God. We cannot do it ourselves, brothers and sisters. None of us can. None of us can. We need the help of the Holy Spirit through the intercession of our Blessed Mother, our beautiful, beautiful Blessed Mother. One of the earliest miracles in the Bible, do you remember what that might be? Well, there's quite a few, but one of them is the burning bush. A bush that caught fire but never burned up. Perhaps the greater miracle, though, was how God used the burning bush to capture a fugitive's attention and to turn him into Israel's great deliverer. According to the third chapter of Exodus, an angel of the Lord appeared to Moses, who had fled to the wilderness after murdering an Egyptian. And throughout the story, God himself is said to speak from the burning bush. Whether the bush was actually on fire or simply radiated with supernatural presence, it succeeded in its purpose. It got Moses' attention. As Moses approached, God called him by name and introduced himself as the great I am. And during their conversation, God also announced Moses' mission to confront the king of Egypt and demand the freedom for the enslaved Israelites. The Bible catalogs numerous appearances of an angel of the Lord. At times, this mysterious being seemed to be the manifestation of God himself. On other occasions, it seems to be an angelic being. And while this angel of the Lord sometimes appeared as a man who could be touched, and on one occasion even wrestled with, sometimes it was simply a voice calling out. The angel of the Lord delivered messages, offered guidance, and on occasion appeared armed with weapons. Some of these are from the sightings in the Bible. In Genesis 16, Hagar, Abraham's servant, exiled into the desert. Abraham, when he was willing to offer his only son as a sacrifice, remember? Genesis 22. Lot in Sodom before the city's destruction. That's in Genesis 19. Jacob, after his famous dream of a stairway to heaven. Genesis 28. Joshua, before the battle of Jericho. Gideon, while he threshed wheat. Elijah, when an angel served him a meal. Mary, before becoming pregnant with the Messiah, Luke 1. The women who went to the tomb where Jesus had been buried, Matthew 28. Jesus' disciples, after witnessing Jesus' ascension into heaven, Acts 1. Peter and the apostles when they were rescued from jail, Acts 5. Peter when he was rescued from jail, Acts 12. Brothers and sisters, why bring this up now? Why would I do that, brothers and sisters? Because this is a very important season in our lives, a beautiful season. We must look at it as one to bring our faith And if we have very little faith to nurture it during this time, this beautiful time of self-reflection during the pandemic. And yes, it isn't all beautiful. I realize that, brothers and sisters, it's most devastating. It's most challenging. It's heart-wrenching. But it's also a time, brothers and sisters, to take your faith and bring it to a new level of strength. Break the chains of negativity in yourself, brothers and sisters. Remove the yoke that burdens you with worry and anxiety, and give it to God. Give it to our Lord Jesus and say, Lord, here I am. I am weak. I need you more than ever before. Guide me, strengthen me, fill me with the Holy Spirit. And brothers and sisters, the transformation of life has already begun. The fact that you are with me today is no accident. God bless each and every listener listening today. So join me on this journey of dealing with the miracles, supernatural, and angels during this time, brothers and sisters. God bless you every Tuesday and Friday afternoon from 1 o'clock to 1:30. I'm your host, Christina Doyle, and you have been listening to The Father's Quilt right here on Radio Maria. See you next time, and call your friends to listen in. You will not be disappointed. God bless you. Bye for now.